Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Friday broadcast for January the 16th, and boy, we praise the Lord for that. Amen. I was thinking about church on Sunday now. It's 2 days away. I hope you'll be faithful to a Bible-preaching church on Sunday. Now, I was thinking about the song there as it was playing, Come and Dine. And Brother Tom Walker, he's been doing our theme song for years on the Gospel Pulpit. And, you know, Mary, the Bible said she hath chosen that good part. She heard the word of the Lord. Sometimes you need to get your Bible and just be still and just meditate in your Bible and see what it's saying. Did you know that? And then Samuel, him and Saul was walking along, and Samuel told Saul to be still a while and hear the word of the Lord. And then Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God. You know, I think we need to tarry it a while. The psalmist said he meditated in the word of God day and night. And I tell you what, I believe we need to meditate in the Bible and talk with God and fellowship with God. You know, O Enoch, fellowship with God. And he was not, for God took him. How about that? Amen. And listen, I believe we ought to stay in that word. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Don't mean he goes around with the Bible in his hand, but he goes around thinking about God's word and what God said. Then it said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. How about that? One fellow said that could mean the river of grace, the river of mercy, the river of faith, the river of truth. You know, that word planted means to transplant, to take from one place to the other. The Bible will take you from doubt to victory. The Bible will take you from discouragement to courage. The Bible will take you, amen, from disgrace to grace. The Bible will take you from shame to service, amen. You get in that word of God, and the Bible will take you, amen, from being under Satan's authority on your way to hell to salvation, and being under Jesus' authority on your way to heaven. How about that? That Bible is a great book. I love my Bible, don't you? I thank God for it. Amen. Praise God for the Word of God. Father, on this Friday, take the message now. Use it for your glory. We love you. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for prayer to the great weapons. And I pray you'll use them, Lord, for your glory in these days. And may the Word have free course as it reaches out in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the message of the Word of God. Wouldn't even be allowed to have it in there. The president would have my full attention. Now listen. I'm going to go to God in my secret place. I ain't talking about the president. I'm talking about God that made the sky, the earth, the clouds, the sun, the grass, the rivers, the mountains. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about I've got an audience with Almighty God. Now, brother, when you get to that place in your prayer life where you've got an audience with Almighty God, you're going to get somewhere. Amen. You're going to get some. I'm telling you, preacher, you won't go to that pulpit powerless. You won't fight every battle in that church. Listen, I found this out when the more I pastored, the less I prayed. And the more I prayed, the less I had to pastor. I'm telling you, when you pray about things, you can glide like an eagle. An old eagle glides 90% of the time on the wind. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost and you begin to pray, you can glide, boy. You don't have to face all them problems because God will take care of them. Oh, they'll come up, but God will take care of them. Why, God's bigger than your problem. Amen. It's not how big your faith is. One fellow said, it's how big your God is. Somebody said, I just don't have much faith. Well, the Bible said, if you had faith, the grain of mustard seed, ain't how big your faith is, how big's your God. But man, you got to get in that right place, shut thy door. That means, kids, you need to leave Daddy alone when he's praying. You need to leave Mama alone when she's praying. Amen. You don't need to, Mama, you don't need to rush in when your husband's praying and show him some cute little thing the grandkids did. I know I'm plowing a little deep, but listen, this is what's wrong with America. Listen, you want to blame it on the liquor crowd and the doping crowd and the gambling crowd. They're not the ones got us in the mess we're in. Our people and our churches are the ones got us in the mess we're in. We've left God. We ain't prayed in a long time. We ain't talked to God in years. Amen. There's some of you been saved. You ain't had a serious conversation with God in 5 years. How in the world do you expect God to, why, you're just running on blessings right now. Why, brother, listen, we need to get a hold of a holy God. We need to get this thing. When God becomes real again, something will happen in America. Something will happen in your town. Something will happen. Listen, these little towns are wicked as the devil. It ain't the American government you got to be afraid of now. These little municipalities think they got all the power. These towns and counties making laws and passing laws. They're hateful, hard to deal with all the time. Listen, I'll tell you something. We need revival to break some of this power of the devil. Amen. I mean, the local church is facing things right now. Listen, Christian lawyers have never been more busy than they are today. You know why? Why, the devil's fighting, brother. And I tell you what, a lot of it ain't because of prayer. I retell a little story I told. Let me back up. I'm going to retell a story I heard my friend tell. I heard my friend tell this. He's an attorney, and he represented Lester Roloff many years ago. And I heard him tell this story, and I'm going to retell it right here. Lester Roloff had got in a lawsuit over the homes down there, whatever it was, and the devil fit that poor man. He fit him all the time. So he hired a lawyer, and most of you know this man. He preached all over the country, but he's at this time he was a young man. And so he hired this young man, and so he said at midnight, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, I believe, 4 o'clock in the morning, he said, Brother Roloff called me down to his hotel room, 4 o'clock in the morning. He said, I thought, what in the world is he calling me down there? 4 o'clock in the morning, I go down there, and Roloff said, look here, son. He said, now we're going to get ready to go to this case today, and said, I got to have a clean lawyer. He said, I looked and said there were papers all over Roloff's bed, and I looked at him and said, what is all that, Brother Roloff? He said, that's my prayer list. He said, now, son, said, if we're going to win this case, I got to have a clean lawyer. He said, you get over in that corner and go to confessing. And he said, I'm going to get over here in this corner and I'm going to go to confessing. And that lawyer said, they got to pray. And he said, man, he said, I got to listen to Roloff. He said, man, he got to confess and all kind of things, just confessing, sin, just confessing. I don't think as he'd been out drunk or anything like that, but just getting things out of his life. He said, I wasn't saying anything. I was listening to him praying. He said, all of a sudden he stopped and he said, hey. He said, I don't hear you confessing. He said, if we're going to win this case, you get to confessing. He said, I got to confess and I got right with the Lord. He said, man, we prayed that morning. He said, we went down to that courtroom that morning. He said, we sat down. He said, the case, you know, I don't know if it looked too good against Roloff or not, but he said, those lawyers on the other side got to fussing among themselves. And said, one of them stood up and said, I told y'all we shouldn't have brought the case against this man. And said, the judge got aggravated with him and threw the whole thing out of court. And said, Brother Roloff, he said, he punched me, and he said, should I tell him what we did? He said, Brother Roloff, at this time, I think you ought to just be quiet. But you know how Roloff won that case? By prayer. You see what happened? God got real to Brother Roloff. Brother Roloff wasn't depending on the judge. He wasn't depending on the lawyer. He's depending on God. Now, I've got good attorneys that represent me. Matter of fact, that same man that represented Roloff has stood by to represent me if I need him. Amen. And he's my friend, and I've had to call on him a few times. But let me say one thing about that. Let me say this. I don't depend in lawyers and people altogether. I depend in God. Amen. I know God will give them the wisdom. Listen, when you get in that place of prayer and you shut that door, that prayer's between you and God. Preacher, you want to see God do something in your church again? Get in that place. On Saturday night, get in that place. And not only just get in that place, but shut the door. Get rid of the ball scores. Don't sit up all night listening to the ball game. I tell you, you'll be dead as a stick on Sunday. I mean, get with God. Get with God. Get some power in your soul. Amen. Get in your place of prayer. You got problems in that church. Aunt Mildred's giving you trouble. Take her to God. Uncle Henry's giving you trouble. Take him to God. Deacon Jack's giving you trouble. Take him to God. Deacon Jack's runaway daughter Cindy's giving you trouble. Take her to God. I mean, listen, you got problems in your own family. Go to God. Amen. Some other church giving you trouble. Go to God. I don't fight battles. You ain't going to hear me get on social media and fuss somebody out. No, sir, I've had men come against me. You say, preacher, what do? I pray for them. I had a man come against me. He did some bad things against me. And you say, preacher, what'd you do about it? Well, when they told me about it, somebody told me one thing he had done. He'd done several things. Somebody told me, I'm pretty sure I can't prove it all, but somebody told me something that he did to me. And you say, preacher, what'd you do? I tell you what I did. I got in my place. And I prayed 1 hour for that man. I said, dear God, I'm going to give an hour of my life and just pray for him. You say, preacher, no, I love that fella. Oh, no, you can't hate people, friend. You're not going to get in. Oh, some of you preachers. Now, I'm going to preach to you a little bit. Some of you preachers got a list 14 mile long of people you're bitter against. You say, preacher, you just understand what they did to me. Hog, wash, and pickle juice. It ain't a hill of beans what they did to you. It don't make a hill of beans. It ain't nothing what they did to you. It ain't got nothing to do with that. If you're going to be a praying man, you got to get that junk out of your life, friend. You got to learn to pray for people. You're going to be talked about. People's going to do things against you. They're going to do mischief against you. Sure they are. There's people out there right now, they'd love to have me off the radio. They don't like me preaching. There's people out there that don't like me. That's all right. I love them anyway. I'm not going to get in a fight with some church and ruin my ministry, some preacher and ruin my ministry. I'm not going to get on the radio and take a shot at some preacher and ruin my ministry. I'm not going to do that. You say, why? I got too much to do. I preached a meeting the other night. When I got through, I walked. I wasn't even off the platform. I walked to the side of the pulpit. And I mean, I'm talking young kids. I bet they wasn't 10-year-old. They wasn't even 10-year-old. Came to me, want me to sign their Bible. You see, I'm preaching for these kids. You can go do whatever you want to do. I'm going to preach for these kids. I'm going to pray for these kids. I'm going to stay in the battle for these kids. I'm going to stay in my place for them. I'm going to be like old Daniel. Daniel's 98-year-old to sign that law. Said, Daniel, you won't pray now. Daniel never said a word. He didn't post on social media and said, watch me at 5. I'll be there. He didn't do that. He went in privately. That old 98-year-old man got on his knees. And he started praying. You know what he's doing? He's found in his place. He's faithful in his place. He was a man. He had faith in his place. And you know what? He is fruitful in his place. I believe God had mercy on Israel in later days because of Daniel's prayers. Amen. But because one of the kings that was in Daniel's day was the king that God put in his heart to build the house of the Lord again. I believe old Daniel had an influence. I want to ask you a question. Who are you influencing? I said that in the last message. Who are you influencing? You're not going to influence anybody if you don't shut the door to that place. You have got to shut the door to that secret place. Amen. Pray. Amen. Now, let me give you this one. I'm going to give you this one. Amen. Now, here's the petition. Verse number 6, here's your petition, the petition of prayer. Pray to thy Father which is in secret. That's just what I've been saying. Everybody don't have to know all about it. But I got things I'm praying about right now. I ain't told nobody about it. There's something, you know, God got on me about that. He said, boy, you going around telling everything me and you talk about. Why, these things me and my wife talk about ain't none of your business. If me and my wife talk about my power bill, my light bill ain't none of your business. My car payment ain't none of your business how much it is. I ain't going to get on the radio and say, yeah, I got me a car and the payment's $532.26. I ain't going to say that. Ain't none of your business. There's some things me and God talk about ain't none of your business. And there ought to be some things you and God talk about ain't none of my business. And the petition of prayer, pray to your Father. We go to everybody else, but what about my Father? Hey, did you get that word Father there? My daddy. My dear old daddy worked in them old furniture factories. He'd come home and smell like glue and wood. But if I went to my daddy, I said, Daddy, can I borrow a dollar? Which I never asked my daddy for much. I never did. He worked hard. I never asked my daddy for nothing hard. I never did. But if I did, my daddy would have given it to me. If I'd said, Daddy, I'm hungry. I want a hot dog. My daddy done anything in the world, bought me a hot dog. You know why? Because my old daddy loved me. My old daddy prayed for me that I'd get saved. My old daddy loved my ministry. He loved me. He loved to hear me preaching. There at the last, he wouldn't go to church, but he listened to me every Sunday night on the radio. He'd carry the services live. I was pastoring church, and he'd listen to me. Hey, I got some good news for you. Jesus loves you better than any daddy could ever love you. And by the way, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father give good things to them that ask him? Maybe not word for word, I could, but listen, God is sitting in heaven. He wants to give you stuff. It may not be stuff like material blessing, but God wants to save that wayward child. God wants to bring that person back to church that's backslid. That person that's hurt you, God wants to solve that problem. But God's not going to solve the problem if you don't talk to him about it. You see, God's like that. You got to talk to God about things. If you go talk to everybody. Well, friend, we come to the close of the Friday broadcast for January the 16th. It's been a great joy to be with you. Continue reading your Bible through. Continue in prayer. Continue in church. I encourage you, if you do not go to church, if you're physically able. I talked to people. I talked to a lady the other day. I said, preacher, I'm not able to go to church anymore. I'm not able. Now, she went to a good Bible preaching church. Amen. Her pastor, he's known all over everywhere. She went to a great church, but she's not able anymore. That lady would gladly trade places with you, friend, right now. Go to church on Sunday. Don't send your kids. You go with them. How about that, right? Amen. If you ain't going to go, send them, but go with them. Amen. Lord, will I talk to you again on Monday? God bless you. Here's my prayer. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.